Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and this is the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Today, I'll be celebrating the musical career of Vic Hammett, who died of complications following stomach surgery in 1974. Vic's music had a great influence in my interest in the genre. His highly rhythmic approach to many of his arrangements hit the right note with me, possibly as I was a competitive ballroom dancer for some 20 years. My opener is That Certain Party, from one of his most outstanding albums, recorded on the Wurlitzer in the Captain's Galley restaurant, Redwood City, California. That Certain Party, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson in 1925 and released by Doric Records in 1978. One of the LPs that I bought in the 1970s was released by the budget label Saga, and it featured the Wurlitzer that in 1967 was in the Town Hall of Buckingham, transplanted from the Metropole Cinema Victoria. One of the 12 tracks, Sambalina, was his own composition. I particularly liked it as he played it at a good danceable pace. As a broadcasting organist, Vic was often heard on the BBC from the Granada tooting, and somewhere, somebody must have some tape recordings of those broadcasts. Fortunately, in 1972, he cut an LP on the Granada Wurlitzer and one of the selections was Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, composed by Harry Barris, of Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys fame. From Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams to a song associated with Al Jolson, Avalon, and indeed he is co-credited as a lyric writer along with Buddy De Silva. Vic Hammett made several tours of Australia during his career, and he took the opportunity to record an album on the Wurlitzer of the Town Hall of Moorabbin, now known as Kingston, in suburban Melbourne. Listen how Vic weaves an elaborate but always tuneful improvisation around the melody. Thank you. Vic Hammett style. On a previous tour, Vic made another LP released in 1968 on the slightly smaller Wurlitzer in the Dendy Theatre, Middle Brighton, another suburb of Melbourne. Very different acoustics compared with the last track, but again, his arrangement is instantly recognisable on Dream, A Little Dream of Me. Dream, A Little Dream of Me, a 1931 hit that was revived by Mama Cass and Anita Harris in 1968. To break up the 4-4 signature tempos, as well as introducing Earl Compton into what has been an all-Wurlitzer programme so far, this is Franz Lehár's Merry Widow Waltz from an album featuring the large Compton Noteman in the currently closed Dreamland Cinema, Margate.
Thank you.
That Compton in Dreamland has actually more pipework by Noteman than it does Compton, but the console is very much Compton. The complex in Margate has been taken over by Thanet Council and revamped, but while the cinema has reportedly been restored, it isn't currently used. The fate of the organ is unknown. Earlier, I played a piece composed by Vic Sambolina, but he has also composed other descriptive music, such as Horsebox, which has been presented in concert and recorded by current artists such as David Gray and Richard Hills. This is Vic's own interpretation on the Wurlitzer of Buckingham Town Hall in 1966. Horsebox, Vic Hammett and the Buckingham Town Hall Wurlitzer. Vic could also make the tiny Wurlitzer in Claude Burke's Organ Centre in High Wycombe sing, an instrument literally half the size of that in Buckingham. That organ started life in a theatre in Florida and eventually found its way to Filmophone Records in the UK, which was then bought by Crystalate in 1933, which in turn was bought by Decca in 1936. That Decca Wurlitzer, as it is now known, is safely in a private residence in East Anglia, along with the EMI Compton. But I digress. Here's We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye. Thank you. Not very good recording of Vic Hammett's signature tune Beyond the Blue Horizon, taken from a taping on the Christie in the Regal Cinema, Edmonton. Unfortunately, not too much choice on that one. Vic was definitely a one of a kind, with a style to match his exuberant personality. I was fortunate to be present at a few of his concerts in the London area before his untimely death 45 years ago. Time for me to go. Until next time on Hot Pipes, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley. Thanks for your company today.